you listening to?
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports, live from the Auto Farm Ford dealership. Special Thursday edition of the show. We are going to talk a lot of football today. Of course, coming up tonight on KOL, the Los Angeles Rams will take on the Minnesota Vikings at 6 p.m. Ian Eagle and Tony Baselli will bring you the live play-by-play call. We'll talk more NFL football in just a bit. Right now, I want to focus on the local sports front, and actually joining us over the phone, we have Coach Ammon Bennett of the USU Eastern Soccer Squads. Both teams will be at home this weekend playing two crucial conference matchups. Both the men and the women, they'll host Snow College tomorrow and Saturday. Coach, it's a pleasure to get you back on the show. I really appreciate the time today. Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. Good to hear from you.
Coach, let's start by talking about this past week. It was a fairly productive week for both teams. You guys went toe-to-toe with Otero Junior College, a non-conference matchup. Both the men and the women come out on the winning side of the scoreboard, the women picking up a 4-0 win, and the men halting a three-game losing skid, picking up a 3-2 victory. All in all, how did you assess the way the two teams performed over the weekend?
Well, I thought the women at times played down to their idea, which is a little bit more direct. Once we got out of that idea and we started possessing the ball, we created lots of chances and ultimately won the game. I would have preferred that our girls put the game away a little bit earlier. The game went on close, a little bit longer than probably what needed to be, but overall not too bad. And you know, again, I thought our guys got baited into some mistakes in the first half from a high pressing team, a very good Otero team. Once we adjusted to that, then we controlled the second half and were able to come out and win that game in overtime, which was a really good win against probably an Otero team that's in Region 9 that might be one of the better teams in that region.
If we talk about the women here for just a second, Coach, I know it was a pretty solid weekend all the way around. For Morgan Hall, she was actually named the Scenic West Athletic Conference Player of the Week. She put together a pretty solid effort in Saturday's victory. She had two goals in the first half of the game. That kind of gave you guys the big lead, and then you guys were able to coast throughout the second half. Talk a little bit about Morgan Hall and what she's brought to the team throughout this entire season.
Well, she's just a great player. You could probably play she's an attacking player. You can play her anywhere through the midfield and in the forward positions. She's a really good passer. What people don't recognize with her is that her vision and ability to find pockets of where her teammates are is exceptionally good. She hustles a lot. She's always involved. She's always around the play. And beyond any of that, she's just a wonderful person. Great kid. Good student. Captain on the team, extremely hard worker. Overall, a player who has a nose to where the ball is and where it needs to go.
Sticking with the women's program here, Coach, this was a team that was ranked nationally at one point in time. You guys did suffer back-to-back losses about 2 weeks ago to Salt Lake Community College on the road, a 3-0 loss and a 2-1 loss, and then a couple of, one scrimmage game and then a non-conference game against Otero. How important was it for this team to taste victory once again? I mean, were you concerned about the two losses to Salt Lake, and was that a good break before you jump back into conference play this weekend against Snow?
Yeah, you know, it was a little bit unnerving against Salt Lake. You know, Salt Lake's very good, but we didn't play great soccer. We played panicked. Too many unforced errors in that game. But losses like that tend to refocus, and they really have helped us to refocus on what we need to improve on. That allowed us to go into an Otero game, a non-conference game, which you want to win, but it's not critical to the schedule. So it allowed us to try a few things, to play a few different players in a couple of different spots, which is valuable for us to learn. So hopefully we take some of the ideas against that we performed poorly against Salt Lake, and what we did well against Otero. And we can combine those ideas and have some success over the next two games 2 days against a very good snow team.
I'm sure the answer to that question kind of mirrors the men's situation as well. A team that had lost three consecutive games, they managed to come back, get a win against Otero. You kind of talked about how this team found a way to get a win. You would have liked to have seen a little bit more of a dominating effort, but they did grab a 3-2 win. Sometimes, Coach, I know just getting any win, right, in the middle of a losing skid, it's good all the way around for morale, for confidence, and of course, moving forward, regardless of who you're playing next. So I'm sure that answer kind of mirrors that question on the men's side as well.
Yeah, you know, when we played Salt Lake, Salt Lake's got a couple of, well, they have several very talented players. You know, we gave up 10 goals in 2 games. Really got beat badly, but 6 of those goals, or 6 of the 10 goals, were just horrible mistakes where we misplay a ball right to their best attacking player, you know, 20 yards in front of the goal, allow him to have a touch and a shot. We gave them those opportunities. If we eliminate those, we lose 2-0 and 2-1, which now looks much more respectable. So, yeah, those two beatings were difficult, and our team was reeling. And, you know, this scenario against Otero put us in a spot where we really wanted to win the game. But the first half, we were still playing Salt Lake. We were still behind. To come back from that game, being down 2-0, tying it up in the second half and winning, I think gave us a lot of confidence. It renewed the team's sense of, you know what, we are a good team, and we can play. You know, when you beat a team in overtime in that final goal, which is, you know, they call it, it used to be called sudden death, now it's sudden victory. I prefer the, I guess I'm more old school, I prefer the sudden death talk. It was final for them. You know, you put it in and your team now celebrates and wins, and there's a sense of, we can win, we can do this, we overcame. So it was huge for our men's team to win, and in particular that fashion, I think it gave them a good boost of confidence. That we can go down and we can still come back and fight. And if we play well, we can win.
Again, we're being joined right now by Coach Ammon Bennett over the telephone here on Drive Time Sports. Coach, if we talk about an individual on the men's side of the field, Frank DeBry, I believe he leads the team in points right now, if I'm not mistaken. He did find the back of the net twice in the victory on over Otero. Talk to me a little bit about Frank DeBry and what he means to this team as a sophomore.
Well, Frank's got an ability like Morgan. He just has an ability to be around the ball. He creates a lot of chances, and he just has a really good ability to find the back of the net. And this is a kid that on his high school team was playing as a center back. On his club team was playing as a center mid. For us, we weren't sure what we were going to do with him, but when he came in, we just saw this kid who had an ability to win the ball in the air on headers. He's always in the right spot in front of the goal. And he assists well. You know, kind of a quiet guy, but tough as nails. He's a real talent, and he's got some Division I schools that are poking around at him and inquiring about him. I know this last week, and I think he was ranked in the top 30 in the NJCAA in points. You know, if he continues on his trend, you know, he's looking at scoring somewhere between 15 and 20 goals this year, which is a heck of a season.
Coach, I don't want to use the term make it or break it, but when we talk about the men's side, this is a very important weekend coming up. Right now, sitting at 1-3 in conference play, behind the field of Snow College in Southern Nevada, and of course Salt Lake at the top of the standings. I mean, this is really a swing week for this program. The men's team can really get right back in the thick of things as far as conference play goes with a couple of wins over Snow College. I know that the next game, it's only as important as the current game. You know, I guess that's just a cliche sports talk, but at the same time, you guys could really do some work on the men's side with a couple of wins this weekend.
We really could. You know, we talked about that all this week as far as that our focus really is for tomorrow's game, Friday game. So although we know we have a game Saturday, like you said, it doesn't exist. You got to play the first one first. We full well know that coming out and playing them solid, and if we can win that game, really changes the dynamic of it. If we're able to pull off and win both those games on the men's side, that moves us into second place. Losing them doesn't end the season, but it changes some. It changes some confidence, probably. It makes things a little bit more impossible. But again, this men's team is very capable. You know, we beat a nationally ranked team in College of Southern Nevada 2-1 here, and then you know we lost to them 2-1. College of Southern Nevada is a good team. We're a good team. The question is, can we be great when we need to? Can we not make critical mistakes that lead right to the other team getting goal scoring opportunities? Can we prevent less corner kicks? They're simple things, but they're dramatic in nature when it comes to the game. That if you're making those mistakes, if those things happen, the course of the game can change just like that. Last year we were playing snow and we beat them 2-1 the first game, and they controlled almost the entire game, but they couldn't score. But we beat them 2-1. The second game, I felt like the game was more evenly played, but they scored and we didn't, and they beat us 2-1. So it's the nature of what happens in certain areas of the game that are going to dramatically affect that outcome. But, yeah, you're absolutely right. We know that these games are critical to our positioning when it comes to the playoffs.
Well, and I remember the last conversation we had, you talked about how good Salt Lake is, and we can kind of revert this back to the women's side of the field as we close up here, Coach. But USU Eastern at 1-2-1 on the women's side of the conference standings, Salt Lake at 2-1-1, Snow College is at the top at 1-0-1. Looking at the standings, I think it's kind of apparent to me anyways, Coach, that USU Eastern and Salt Lake are the top two teams in this conference. So again, I guess it is a swing week on the girls' side of the field as well.
Yeah, I would probably tend to think, you know, even College of Southern Nevada is so much improved. I don't know that we're the number two team. I don't know if Salt Lake or Snow are number one. I know that Salt Lake played us really well and beat us. Again, if we can eliminate some mistakes, if we can improve in the possession area of the game, if we can play our style of soccer, which might dictate the play of the game a little bit better. Yeah, I think we're capable of beating Snow College. But yeah, you're right. If our girls could pull off a win or two against Snow, well, that puts us again right back in the mix of being the one or the two. If we can pull off the two wins and beat Salt Lake when we play them the one time they come here. We could be the number one seed, which means we would host the conference tournament, which would be a big advantage. But they're all very good. The difference between the teams are one or two critical mistakes, and the other team capitalizes on it, and that's enough to win that game. When the competition is that close, you just can't make certain mistakes in the game.
Both teams, the men and the women, will be at home tomorrow and Saturday taking on Snow College. The action will begin tomorrow at 1 p.m. It'll begin on Saturday at 11, doubleheaders on both days. Coach Ammon Bennett of the USU Eastern men and women's soccer teams joining us on the phone. Coach, it's always fun to get your perspective and an update on the team. I really do appreciate the time today.
You bet. Thanks for calling.
Again, that's Coach Ammon Bennett of the USU Eastern soccer squads. Do not forget, live action tomorrow and Saturday in Price at the USU Eastern soccer fields. We've got a break for just a moment. We do have more coming up when we return on this special live edition of Drive Time Sports, live at the Auto Farm Ford dealership on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.